Sybil. Good morning from New York.
Oh, good morning to you. Happy hump day to you.
Happy hump day.
And from Atlanta.
We're having a hump day. A beautiful hump day.
J. Anthony Brown.
Mr. Brown.
What
you
is
okay?
going on, y'all?
Yeah, player.
Still here, man. I'm closing some deals.
Is that right?
Still in Atlanta, huh?
Just can't get away from Atlanta.
Okay, still in Atlanta. Why am I talking like Candy Barris?
Oh, yeah, why are you talking like Candy?
Atlanta. Why
am I talking like Candy Barris? I have no idea.
What is wrong with me?
Make me stop.
My teeth are like,
now my
they
teeth won't separate.
Won't separate. What is wrong with me?
I'm silly.
Congratulations. Candy Barris and her husband got a new show, huh?
They got their own show, yes.
They got a little spinoff thing happening.
It's not called Todd and Candy. It's called, Todd can't get top billing on nothing, man. Damn. He never gets
He's getting
top
the check,
billing.
Though.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Damn. But he ain't getting nothing else. That's all he getting. Selling sex toys, but he ain't getting nothing else, player.
Golly, really? Really, man?
Yeah.
You sell sex toys, but you don't get any.
That's the house.
They've got some issues that they're working
some
through.
Some things that they're working out, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're married. That's the way it goes. I don't know what Todd was thinking.
Go ahead, Super Dave. Stand up. That's right.
In it.
No, Todd ain't standing up. Although he's small enough to stand up in it. Hey!
NeNe Leakes and Kim are getting back together for
a spinoff.
I thought they couldn't stand each other.
You know, that's what time and distance does for you.
TV makes people work together. Okay?
And you forget, and then you find your way back.
And you get a contract.
And you get a new show.
Oh, okay.
This is NeNe's second spinoff because she had the wedding, show.
And this is Kim's. This is... Kim's second, third show.
Because
She had Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding. Then she had the show with her husband and all them babies.
Yeah.
And now she's got this back with Kim.
With NeNe. Yeah.
And the Olympic,
Gabrielle Douglas.
Gabrielle Douglas. She has a talk show. A reality show on Oxygen.
She and her family called Douglas Family Gold.
Everybody's got
them. And we got a chance to see her family and when they were all out there supporting her during the last Olympics when she
went
to the
Kenny's got a show too. Kenny Smith.
TNT.
Yes.
With the bad knees.
They're not bad. They're out of circulation. That's what those knees are.
There's a difference.
It's a difference between bad knees.
And knees that are just out of circulation.
They're out of circulation, man. But he's got a beautiful wife, man.
Bad knees,
Yeah, I didn't know he had a beautiful wife. But she's on a Price is Right?
She was a model.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah.
Bad knees and all.
He hobbled over there to her and said something. I don't know.
It's on. Sometimes you don't have to move at all, Jay.
No, he hobbled over there and said something. I don't know what he said.
It's called Meet the Smiths.
Place your bets. Jodeci.
Today or tomorrow?
I said two would show up.
Now the question is, Sybil's right. Today or tomorrow, will they show up? They're supposed to tape this morning the Wendy Williams show. And I understand Wendy is upset because Devontae won't be making the trip. And Wendy is saying if he don't make the trip, don't make the show.
What's the point?
How you doing?
Then all four of them are scheduled to be with me
tomorrow
here in the New York studio tomorrow morning.
But so far you got word only three are going to show up.
And who's going to show up? We got some contest winners, too.
Okay.
Contest winners that we chose from blackamericaweb.com in a promotion that we did. Been flown to New York to go to the Wendy Williams show to see Jodeci perform.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jodeci doesn't perform,
They just see Wendy.
Well, that's a great trip. But when you enter a contest
to go to New York to do anything, right?
To see
free.
Okay. Boy, call Mama Haley.
There's so many bets to be placed, Tom. I don't know where to start.
They don't say why Devontae won't be making the New York trip.
They never do. They never do, man.
So we'll see tomorrow.
Wow, this is.
And what's with Devontae? Why?
Well, that's what they don't say. Saying.
We don't know. Huh?
They don't say. They just say.
Is he like the big guy on Drew Hill? Is he like?
No, I don't. I've seen pictures of him. No. Okay.
All right. It's always one in the group. Right. I mean, you don't have a good group unless there's one.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The Four Tops wouldn't even speak to each other when I was working at Arsenio. So.
And forget about the Temptations.
Three cars. Yeah, and forget about the Temptations.
Three cars and Four Tops. That means
you had to pick up Four Tops.
That means one top double up with another.
If that top made it, apparently.
Let me guess. There was one that was real friendly.
Yeah, that's the top.
You know the one I'm talking about? He always looked like he was drunk.
It probably had to be.
And he didn't mind being with the other tops.
He's a friendly guy.
Friendly guy. I am going to have to take it back.
What?
I pick Floyd Mayweather over Pacquiao. But I'm going to have to go with Pacquiao now.
Why? Because of the champ?
Because of the champ. Because of the champ. Muhammad
Ali. The greatest
Ali,
of all time.
Yeah.
Is a Pacquiao man.
Is a Pacquiao fan. And he's picking Pacquiao. I cannot go against the champ. So,
ooh, Tom.
Sorry, Floyd.
Now
I got to go with the champ.
Is Floyd's mama going to be on the cruise this year?
Floyd's mama, Miss Deborah, is going to be on the cruise this year. I don't know how I'm going to face her.
I would have held off on announcing that until after the cruise.
I hear Floyd over there cheering. Yes.
Maybe Miss Deborah's cheering too. I don't know.
I got the light-skinned monkey off my back.
Wow.
The light-skinned monkey. Golly.
Is this April Fool play? Are you
no,
joking,
it's not an April Fool. It's not an April Fool. They asked the champ, and the champ said that he's picking Pacquiao.
So you got to go with the champ. You can't
I
go
got. You know I got to.
I know you
got
to go against the champ.
I got to go with the champ. Champ says jump. I say how high.
I would tell you put it in writing, but Floyd won't be able to. Okay, I can't do what I'm saying.
That's what I'm scared to face, Miss Deborah. With.
You're loose with the rim shots today, aren't you, fella?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're
very generous with the rim shots today.
Yeah. Champ says he likes Pacquiao. Mm-hmm. He likes Pacquiao outside the ring and how he conducts himself.
But that doesn't necessarily mean.
I don't want to go against the champ.
Whatever the champ says.
Okay.
You never go against the champ.
He put it best. Okay. If the champ once said, Ali once said, if I tell you there's cheese on the moon, don't ask questions. Grab your crackers.
The champ said that.
He did say that.
Okay.
So, got to go with it.
Well, whatever it is. There are legions of Mayweather fans out there that are happy to hear that today.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Watch Mayweather's money go up today, man.
Let's watch the
light-skinned monkey.
Okay. The light-skinned monkey.
Off his back.
The light-skinned monkey off your back.
Off his
back. Okay. That's nice.
That sounds like a blues song,
it
man.
It does, doesn't it?